Today's daf is Baba Kama daf ayin tes. We left off in daf ayin ches amid beis. We are about 15 lines before the end of the page. First word on the line is El Azar. We are on the second word of the line. Tan Rabbanan. Hagonev hakita'as ve'esachigeres ve'esasuma. If a person steals an animal that's missing a leg, it's missing a limb, or it's chigeres, it's lame, it doesn't have a function of its legs, or ve'esasuma, the animal is blind. V'chein hagonev behemas ha'shutfin, or if a person steals a behema that belongs to shutfin, chayiv. So you can be chayiv the regular dal v'hei when you steal these kinds of animals. They're not exceptions to the rule. But v'shutfim shaganvu p'turim, but if shutfim together steal an animal, then they're going to be pater. So frankly, the Gemara, really? V'atanya shutfim shaganvu chayavin. We have a brisa that says the exact opposite, that when shutfim steal an animal, that they're taka chayiv. So Amar Rav Nachman lo kasha, kan b'shutof shaganav mechavero, kan b'shutof shaganav me'alma. It depends who the shutof is stealing from, meaning if a shutof is stealing from his friend, meaning from the other shutof, so that's different than when two shutfin are stealing me'alma, are stealing from somebody else, from the rest of the world. So because the shutof shaganav mechavero is going to be pater from the dalet v'hei, even on the chilek chavero, because you have to say tvacho mecharo, that when you're tovech kulo mecharo, you're mocher kulo, meaning that it's kulo be'isur, that the whole thing is done be'isur. But if you own half of it and you steal half of it, and so that's the whole shechita is not be'isur, the whole selling is not be'isur, half of it is totally permissible, it's only half of it that's problematic, as opposed to if two shutfim get together and steal somebody else's stuff, they steal somebody else's animal and they go and they sell it and they shecht it, so the whole thing is be'isr, then it's not only half be'isr, it's kula be'isr. So that's the chilek. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman, so asks Rav and Rav Nachman, Yachl shutav shaganav mechaver of a shutav shaganvu yihu chayavin, I may think a shutav who steals from the other shutav, or shutfin that steal together should be chayiv tam lomer tvachol kulo b'inan v'leka. But it says v'tvachol kulo, and you don't have kulo. So doesn't that sound like even if two shutfim steal from a third party, still they're not going to be chayiv because each one didn't do the entire iser? So it sounds like they're going to be pater from there. So elam rav nachman lo kasha kan b'shutav shetavach l'das chavero, kan b'shutav shetavach shelo l'das chavero. What's pshat? So if you look at Rashi, shutav shetavach l'das chavero, if a shutav is shechting with the other partner's knowledge, mishalman bein shneim, then the two of them are going to have to pay for the tvichu mechira. I mean, two shutvin definitely stole from a third party. Yet we have a stiro when two shutvin steal from a third party and shechted, are they chayiv dalvei or not? So if the other shutaf knew that I was shechting it, he definitely knew I stole it, we stole it together, but now I go ahead and I decide to shecht it. If he knew that I was shechting it, so then we're both going to be chayiv dalet v'hei, because we were tovech kulo with be'isser and b'chiyuv. That tovech chayiv al chelko v'chaveru nami aso shliach. When I shecht it, I'm chayiv for my chelek in it, for my chelek of the crime, and even my shutaf's chelek of the crime, he knows about it, so he made me a shliach. And we're going to repeat it again soon, that this is one of the exceptions to Yeshliach L'dvar Avera. This is one of the cases where we say, Yeshliach L'dvar Avera. So I'm a shliach for my shutaf, so certainly we're going to be chayiv, because the whole thing is kula be'isser. But shutaf shetavach shalol das chavera, says Rashi, pater, the lack of etavach al kula b'chiyuva, because the whole thing is not, the whole tvicha is not done b'chiyuva. Tabahu palga de chavrei, because if my shutaf knows nothing about it, so in his portion, I was never made a shliach. And it's like, tovech u'mocher achar aganav, where you're pater, v'alchel konami pater, hol v'lekul tvachol kulo b'chiyuva. And even on your own chelek, you're not going to say peidal vei of your own chelek, because you need utvachol kulo. And since it wasn't utvachol kulo b'chiyuva, since the entire tvicha was not b'chiyuva, so then you're not going to be chayiv on any of it. It's all or nothing. You're not going to only be chayiv dal vei in your own chelek. Aye, frakt Rashi, really? We never say you're only chayiv dal vei on part of it? Didn't we say beferish that we say chamisha bakar and even chamisha chatzai bakar, that you do pay dalet behei of half? So hanimili hechad shaganav behei v'sashutfin utvachol v'achachod alechem mehem al chelko. No, that's only in a case where you stole a behemoth that belonged to two shutfin, you shechted it, and then you were mode the beknas to one of the shutfin. Because at least at the time of the shechita, it was all b'chiv. At the time of the shechita, had you not been mod b'knas, that shechita would have been mechayiv yidal vei entirely. So as long as at the time of the shechita, it could have been al kulo, so that's what we're going to say, then later it could be cut down to chamisha chatzai bakar. But if even at the time of the shechita it's only halfway, then it's all or nothing. If it's half, it's nothing at that point.
It's
shakua, like the Gemara says, nishtarish pchet, meaning you're going deeper into the avera by making it unreturnable or by, you know, taking it further out of the person's rishus. So, good things. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, so says where we have a shayla. Machr chutz mishloshim yom. What if a person sells the animal, but he says for the next 30 days, I would like to still be able to do malacha with the animal. So he doesn't sell it entirely. He sells it, but retains certain rights in it. Chutz mimalachto. He sells it except for malacha. He says I'd always like to be able to do malacha with it. Meaning, I'm selling you the animal. If you look at Rashi, chutz mimalachtim tirtz l'shochta shachot miyad v'im tasa b'malacha malacha yishali miyav yishir olo. Right, and I say, look, if you want to shecht it, I have no time. You can go shecht. I'm selling it to you. If it's yours to shecht if you want. But if you want to keep it alive, then I want to be able to do malacha with the animal. So, chutz meyubro, where you sell the animal with the exception of the fetus that's inside of the animal. So, mahu, what's the din in any of these cases? Now, is that considered a shiur and therefore it's not a real mechira, you're not going to be chayv dalvehe? Or do we say, no, it's a real mechira and therefore you are chayv dalvehe? So, says Mar, on that last issue, alibid the mandiyamur ubar yerachimohu, loti bailach ta shirba. If you say ubar yerachimo, then there's not really much of a shayla because you certainly left something over in the sale if you say ubar yerachimo, because that's part of the animal. You left out a major part of the animal. It's like leaving out a limb of the animal. Kiti boilach, alibid the mandiyamur dubar lav yerachimo. My, the whole shayla is, if you say ubar lav yerachimo, then what's the din? Meaning if the fetus is not a part of the mother, so one would think, pashtus is it's not called a shiur, and therefore it's considered a full mechira, and you should be chayv dalvei. But do we say, meimar amin, kivin the mechubra b'ahav a shiur? Do we say, no, since it's still attached to the mother, therefore it should be called a shiur? Odilma, kivin the mifrash minakai, lavi shiur. Do we assume that since eventually, one day, it's going to be separated from the mother, if it grows properly and everything goes as planned, it's going to be separated from the mother, therefore maybe it should be considered a shiur. Now the way the Gemara phrases the shayla, the chora could have been within either ubar yarechimo or ubar lav yarechimo. I mean, the Gemara says, no, it's only a shayla if you say ubar lav yarechimo. Why couldn't the Gemara have said, it's even a shayla if it's ubar yarechimo? Now, ubar yarechimo normally would mean that it's considered a shiur, right? But maybe you could say that unlike its leg or any other limb of the animal, the ubar is still different in mitzius in the sense that it is the mefresh minakai. One day it is going to be separated from the mother, and maybe therefore the Gemara could have still posed the shayla, even if you say ubar yerachimo. So that's the Ravitz kasha. Not sure what the teretz is. It seems like a pretty stark kasha, right? It seems that this shayla could have been posed on either side of the issue. Ikuda amri kiven de lav yerachimo hu lav yishur. Another way to say it is that since ubar is lav yerachimo, maybe therefore it's not considered leaving something out in the sale. Odilma kiven de tzaruch lishtaruye b'hada b'shchita kemand shir begufadami. Or maybe no. Maybe you could say, well, look, if I were to shecht the mother right now, the baby would become mutter through the shechita of the mother. So you're going to tell me that it's not considered one unit? So it is considered one unit l'gabei hilchos shechita. So if it's considered one unit l'gabei hilchos shechita, when I sell it and I leave out the ubar, so maybe that's considered leaving something out of the sale. Maybe that is considered a shiur in the sale. Teku, so the Gemara leaves it unresolved. By Rav Papa, more shailas. Ganva kata'a umachramahu. Now, previously we discussed if you're gonev a kita'as, you're gonev an animal that is missing a leg, so we said you're going to be chayiv dalvehi. Over here, we're not asking about if you're gonev an animal that is missing a leg, you're gonev an animal and you cut off its leg. umachra, and then you sell it. Mahu, what's the din? Do you say, well, look, what you stole is not what you sold, because what you stole is an animal with all four legs. You cut off one of its legs, that's, and then you sold it, so that's not what you sold, and therefore you shouldn't be chayv dal vehei. Or do you say, no, ma dezavin haloshir, that from what you sold, you didn't leave anything over, meaning the animal was left with three legs, and you sold the entire animal with three legs. So which way do we go on that? So again, the Gemara says Tegu. Now, the Shar Mitzion Balach over here quotes from the Tosfos Rid. He says that Hiksha Tosfos Rid is a very strong point. He says, V'abishakata kana b'shinu maisa v'chi kamazmin didei kamazmin. What about the fact that when you cut off a leg, isn't that a shinui maisa on the animal? And when you do a shinui maisa on the animal, so it becomes yours. So therefore, shouldn't we say that when you sold it, you were no longer selling the animal of the original owner, you were now selling your animal, because you were koneh with a shinui maisa? Right? Every other shinui maisa seemed to work as a kinyan. Why should cutting off a leg not be a valid enough shinui maisa to work as a kinyan? So Tosfos answers that it's not called a shinui. This is less of a shinui. Why? Shaguf nishar kemo shahaya, velo nishtana el shechiser menu evrechad. The rest of the body remains exactly as it was. It's just that you took away part of it, but the rest of it, whatever you leave, is unchanged. So that's not called a shinui maisa. Shinui maisa is only when you qualitatively change something, not when you cut out part of the picture, when you take off a piece. However, he quotes the Yishar Mitzion Balach quotes from the Yar Sameach in Hilchos Gezeilos of Perek Beis. He says no. That the answer is that even if you do a shinui maisa, shinui maisa is not kona bal karcho. Shinui maisa is only kona when you want to be kona. The guy certainly never had intention to be kona the animal through this shinui maisa. He wanted to keep the leg and sell the rest of the animal. So since he had no interest in being kona the animal, so mela, there's not going to be a kinyan that's going to be chal. That's one point that Shar Mitzion Balacha raises over here. Another interesting point that he raises is we see the Gemara distinguishes between a person who steals steals an animal with a missing leg, where he definitely chayev dal vehei, and stealing an animal shalem and then cutting off its leg, where you patev dal vehei. So he makes an interesting dimyon over here. He quotes the Tshuvas Meshev Davar, Chelek Aleph Simon Chaf Aleph, the Tshuva of the Netziv. The Netziv writes that there was a minhag that a lot of people would be lokech shtei chatichos lecha mishnah. They would take two cut pieces for lecha mishnah, not shleim. And the Netziv was trying to justify why in the world people would think that that's okay to take two partial pieces for lecha mishnah. And Netziv writes, detali eich ba halechem lefaneinu. It all depends how the lechem was originally presented to you. If it came shalem and then you cut off a piece of it, so that's called chaser. That's called a problem in Lechem Mishnah. But had it come originally to you, already cut, that would be called lechem. The problem is that you're the one that cut it down. But if it's balafanenu paris and it didn't change from the way it was presented to you, then it's taka called lechem. Then it is called lechem. It's like if you have two challahs that were stuck together in the oven and they ripped them apart, so one of them is a little bit missing on the side. So it is called lechem because that's the way it was made. It was made as a lechem. So even though it was made as a half piece, but yet if it were to come as a whole piece and you were to cut it to that, so then it wouldn't be called lechem. So that's just like our Gemara. If you steal an animal with a missing limb, you're chayiv. Because it's still called a shar. But if you're gonev kulo and then you sell it missing a limb, so then it's to take in the Gemara. So apparently a chaser could be called a shar, but when you take the shar and turn it into a chaser and it's nifchas mikmo shaya, then maybe it loses the shame. Maybe it's not called a shar anymore. Maybe it's not called lechem anymore. Fine, okay, that's the tzushtel that he has. Tan Rabban says Gemara Vayter. We have a brisa. Let's say I steal it and I give it to someone else to shecht. Not that I give it to someone else's matana, because if I give it to someone else's matana, the Gemara is going to talk about it in a second. That why is that any different than mechira? That might be the same exact thing as mechira. But no, I give it to someone else to shecht. I don't know how to shecht, so I give it to someone else to shecht the animal, or a gun of an us on the achar machar, or I give it to someone else and I ask someone else to sell the animal. The person's a broker, an animal broker, so he's gonna sell it for me, or a gun of the hikdish. I steal an animal and I makdish the animal. Gun of the hikif, or I steal the animal and I sell the animal with hakafa, meaning on credit. I don't get paid for it right away, so it's not a normal sale, but I'm going to get paid for it. I have on the ledger that the guy owes me money now. Or gun of the hichlif, I steal the animal and then I barter it for something else. Or gun of anasin b'matana, I steal the animal and then I give it as a matana to somebody else. Or gun of uparachovo, I steal the animal and I use it to be porea, my own chiyuv that I may have. Or gun of parabekefor, maybe I have a Italian ledger in the store where I buy my a bill in the store where I buy my groceries and I have to pay off my bill, or gun of a so I use the animal to pay off my bill, or gun of a shalach savlonos beis chamav, where I steal it and then I use it to send as gifts to my kala who's still in the beis chamav when I'm still in arus varusaso. So in all these cases, mishalem tashlumi arba v'chamisha. In all these cases, you're still going to pay dalad v'hei. There's no question you're still going to pay dalad v'hei. Now a few haras. First of all, Minchas Chinuch writes gun of a hikdish says Minchas Chinuch and mitzvah and dalad. Let's say you're shoel on your hikdish afterwards, you can undo hikdish. So if you're gun of a hikdish, then you're shoel al hikdisho, where you're able to undo it. So he says, yeah, then you're taka pater from dalad v'hei. You can go back and become pater from dalad v'hei. So Rav Elchanan asks in that, no, but we learned earlier that you don't need that ahanumasav. You don't need by the mechira that it works. You just need that that you do a mechira. Let's say there was no yeish bailam, so you're still going to be chayv dal vehei. You don't need that the mechira should legally work in order for it to be chayv dal vehei. Why should gan of the hikdish and then shol al hikdisho afterwards therefore exempt you from dal vehei? At the moment you were makdish, you should be chayv dal vehei. And even if it turns out that it didn't work, that your hikdish was an invalid form of hikdish, you should still b'chayv dal v'hei. So he says, not that when you're shoel on the hekdesh, then you're showing that it's a mechira b'taos. It's not that it you didn't have the legal rights to do it. You had all the legal rights in the world, but that you were toa when you did it. You didn't mean to do it. So if you didn't even have the full kavana to do it, that's much worse. That's going to let you off the hook. And the Minchas Chinuch is correct. That's how you're going to be pater dal v'hei. Now the a couple of other things. The fact that gana vehikif, that you steal and then you use it, you sell it behakafa, so you see that you didn't have the kinyan, a real kinyan daraisa. I mean, that's the whole point. You were never mekabel damim, Rashi says, right? You never got money for it, so you never did a real valid kinyan daraisa. So the Chalkas Yov says, you see from here, that even a kinyan drabanan would work for tvicho mechira. That if for mechira, in the tvicho mechira, even a kinyan drabanan would work. Furthermore, gan v'nasan b'matana. So when it comes to giving it as a gift, the Rashba asks the following kasha: Mehichi taste that giving it as a gift should necessarily automatically be considered a mechira? Meaning, when it comes to other halachos, we're not sure if matan is the same as mechira. When it comes to batei arichoma, when it comes to gnevis nefesh, we're not so certain that matan is the same as mechira. So the Shor Mitzvah of Halachovir quotes the Ravid that you could say that over here, what's the issue? What's the issue of mechira? So it was what we were referring to before. That mechira, the reason why you're chayiv extra when you're mocher is because you're nishtarish bechet. That by transferring it to somebody else, you're deepening the avera by making it less likely that it's ever going to be returned. So that's the issue of mechira. Now, that doesn't make a difference if you receive money for it or not. You receive money or not, you give it as a matana. Either way, certainly, you're nishtarish bechet. That's what the Magen Mishnah writes in Hilchos Geneva, that even though the Pasuk only mentions Mechira, the Matana is Bechlal Mechira, because it's Dumya de Tvicha, calls Man Shemishtari Shlo. The point is that you're Nishtari Shmechet, and that way you have either way, and you have that either way. Excuse me. Also, in the case of Shalach Sivlonos, so you steal the animal and you send it as Sivlonos to your Kala. So what's the Havamina that once we say you give it as a Matana, so why is Sivlonos any different than a Matana? What's a hava mina that it should be any different? It's mamash matana. So the Rimi Lanil says no. He says very sharp. He says when you, she's your kala already, she's already kinyan kaspo. You're already mekadesh with kesef. Kol masha kansi isha kanabayla. So I'm basically giving it as a matana from my right hand to my left hand. So I might have had a hava mina that that's the way to view it. That when your shaleach is sivlonos, the base chamav, since she's already your kala, you already had erusin with her, so therefore it should be considered that you didn't give it to anybody else. You gave it to yourself, because kol mash kan tisha kan abayla. So no, kol mash blan. The chiddush is that that only happens at nisuin. That at erusin, you're not going to already say kol mash kan tisha kan abayla. At erusin, it is considered giving a matana to somebody else. But that's the chiddush. Otherwise, it's a really strong kasha. What in the world did the Gemara intend to teach us with that line that it hadn't already taught us with the line about nasan b'matana? Okay, says the Gemara Vaiter. So my kamash blan, what's the chiddush of these cases, meaning of giving it to a shliach and yishachzi, giving to a shliach and selling it. Sashmin and Reisha got a v'nasal liach v'tavach tiye shliach l'dvar avera. Afagav debekala Torah kula ein shliach l'dvar avera hach tiye shliach l'dvar avera. The chiddush of the case where you give it to someone else to shecht for you, that you're still going to be chayv dal v'hei, is that Yeshliach with Varavera over here. In Kala Torah Kula, normally we would say, if I ask someone else to do the Avera for me, I'm not going to bear the responsibility of the Avera. It's that guy's problem. It's not my problem. Yet over here we see that Yeshliach with Varavera. My time. Why Yeshliach with Varavera over here? Tvachu Macharo. Ma Mechiru Delev Shadav Ali Deachar. Av Tvich Ali Deachar Mechayev. Just like Mechiru, by definition, has to be Ali Deachar, because you can't sell it unless you sell it to somebody else, like we dashed earlier. So to Tvicha, even when it's done al yidei acher, obviously tzvicha doesn't demand that it be done al yidei acher, but we darshan that's one of the similarities between tzvicha and mechira. That's just like mechira must be done al yidei acher to be chayv dal vehei. So when you do tzvicha al yidei acher, you're also going to be chayv dal vehei. So that's an exception to the rule of ein shliach l'dvar avera. Vashmin and seifa. When the Sefer comes to teach me, Gan of Hikdish, Mali Mecharo Lahed, Yod Mali Mecharo Lashemayim. And the next case of Gan of Hikdish, the Chiddush of that case, that if I'm Makdish, I'm going to be Chayv Dal Vehei, is that I might have thought that if I'm Makdish, I'm Pater from Dal Vehei, because I'm not selling it to another person, that it's, as the Gemara said earlier, Mekar Tura Duruvain, Vasha Tura Duruvain. So you say, no, well, what difference does it make? I'm selling it to another person, I'm selling it to Shemayim. Either way, it's a total sale. Now, Frekto over here and earlier, wait a second, previously we said Dafai and Vav, we said Malim Char Lahadiot Malim Char Lashama. I mean, we said Meikar Turu Duruvain Hasha Turu Duruvain. We said that when you give it to Hagdish, it's not considered a sale. Now we're saying you give it to Hagdish, it is considered a sale. So which is it? So Tosfos asks the kasha in both places. We mentioned it on Shabbos. We'll mention it again, because Tosfos over here says it again. He says the Iri Bekatche Bedek Abayis. So the Shaykh Lemeimer Meikar Turu Duruvain Vashtur Duruvain. There are two types of kachim. There's kachim Bedek Abayis and there's kachim Mizbeach. Right, something I make kodesh for the purposes of Bedek Abayis, and something I make kodesh for the purposes of going on the Mizbeach, for the purposes of Karban. So that which is kodesh Bedek Abayis, that's what we're talking about over here. That's really giving it to somebody else. When I give something for kachim Bedek Abayis, so that's really, I make it the mamon shel hegdish. It now belongs to hegdish, a kinyan mamon. Hegdish has a kinyan mamon in it. When I make something kachim Mizbeach, though, then make kar turu deruvin vasha turu deruvin. It's still mine. It's just that the hegdish has kinyan iser shabbat, meaning it has halachic status of something that is kodesh, but it still belongs to me. So it's a very important chiluk that Tosfos is making between kachim bedek abayis and kachim mizbeach in terms of kinyan mamon versus kinyan iser. Rav Chaim makes a big deal out of this chiluk. Right, meaning that Tosfos points out she carbon karav l'chapra l'abayla v'nishkal l'shmo v'shem bayla v'lav. If the carbon didn't belong to me anymore by the time it was brought on the Mizbeach, then it wouldn't work. The whole purpose of the carbon is to be mechapra for the bayla. It's only mechapra for the bayla if it's still mine. Right, so you have to say that it's still mine, my kinyan mamon. It's just that it belongs to Hagdish in the sense of a kinyan nisser. It belongs to Hagdish in the sense that it has this elevated status. So Reb Chaim makes a very big deal out of this Tosfos, and he points out a lot of shitos and rishonim throughout Shas that are explained by this. The Tosfos Yishonim in Krisus writes that kachim bedek abayis. What's the shear of meila for kachim? So he says, the Shonim Kriis says, it depends what type of kachim you're dealing with. When you're dealing with kachim bedek abayis, the shear of mi'ila is a shavar pruta. When you're dealing with kachim mizbeach, the shear of mi'ila is a mashahu. Why? Why should the shir mi'ila be different? So you understand very well. If it's kachi bet kabayis, it's kinyan mamon. So what's mi'ila? What's the iser of mi'ila on something that belongs to Hagdish? Is stealing from Hagdish. It's a ma'isik neiva. It's an act of stealing from Hagdish. How much are you chayiv for when you steal? Shavar pruta. Makes a lot of sense. But if it's kachi mizbeach, it's not that it belongs to Hagdish. It still belongs to me. So the mi'ila is not an act of stealing. It's an act of misusing something holy. So there's no shear of a shavar pruta when it's not an act of stealing. Shavar pruta is a din in stealing. So then we understand that it's going to be even pachas mishavar pruta, that it's going to be even a kol shehu when it's an act of me'ila on something that still belongs to me when it's kachim mizbeach. So with that chiluk between kachim bedek avayis and kachim mizbeach, between the kinyan mamon and the non-kinyan mamon, explains that shita of the Tos Yishanim Masechus Krisos. Also the Rambam writes that a person can't be makdish kachim bedek avayis to become kachim mizbeach because you can't be makdish but you can be makdish kachim mizbeach to become kachim bedek abayis because it's still shalom. So what do you see again? It's mamish the same idea that kachim mizbeach is yours. It's just that it has an elevated level of kedusha, but it definitely belongs to you. Whereas kachim bedek abayis doesn't belong to you anymore. If it doesn't belong to you anymore, so you're very limited in what you're able to do with it. Okay. Says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Ganav b'rishus ha-bailim v'tavach u'marcha chutz m'rishus. Let's say you steal an animal in the rishus of the bailim, and then you go and you shecht and you sell it outside of the rishus of the bailim. That's just a normal case of dal v'hei, right? You take the animal from the owner's rishus, you bring it outside the rishus, and you sell it or you shecht it outside of the rishus. In fact, l'chora, it's a real davar pashut. Why would the Mishnah even have to tell me this? Now, pashtus says it's really there to set up the other cases, meaning it's just... We use it as the baseline to contrast with the other cases where it's not going to fit so neatly, where you steal it from the guy's rishos and then you bring it outside and you shechter to sell it. But the Ravid writes that the chiddush is that you're pater even if you're magbia it in the person's rishos. If you were to shechter in that rishos, meaning the point is it's dafka if you bring it outside of the rishos, but being magbia it in the rishos would not be enough if you shechter in the rishos. Why? Because when you're magbia it in the rishos, you're not and you don't bring it out. So then your intention when you're being magbia it is not to be kona. And like we said before, when you do a kinyan hagba, it only works because you're being machnis it into your own rishos. But if you're picking it up just to move it or adjust it so you can get it into a better position for Shechita, so that's not a Kinyan Hagbah. Kinyan Hagbah needs to be with Das to bring it into your own Rishos. So you just stam a mazik if you don't bring it into your own Rishos. You don't bring it outside of the Rishos of the Bailam. Anyway, so let's go right to the Mishnah. Let's say I steal it outside of the Rishos, and then I'm Toveach Umocher in the Rishos. Or I do everything outside of the Rishos. In all those cases, you're going to pay the full Dalid Vehei. So meaning if you're going to eat it outside of the Rosh Hashanah, you're going to with Mashiach right away. So you become a Ganav right away. However, Aval, Ganav V'Tavach U'Machar B'Rishusam Pater. But if you do everything in the Rosh Hashanah, the Bailim, from whom you're stealing it, so then you're going to be Pater. Because then you didn't do anything to be Kona it. Hayam Moshcha V'Yotzei U'Meis B'Rishusam Bailim Pater. Let's say you're pulling it out, and it dies as you're pulling it out. So in the Rosh Hashanah Bailim, while it's still in the Rosh Hashanah Bailim, so then you're going to be Pater. Because again, you were never Kona it. Higbio O'etzir M'Rishus Bailim U'Meis Chayev. But if you picked it up, or you were Motziah from the Rosh Hashanah Bailim, I mean, if you pick it up in the Rosh Hashanah Bailim, but again, al das to be koneh, al das to take it with you, or you're motziyed from the Rosh Hashanah Bailim, and then it dies, so then you're going to be chayiv. So because you were koneh, nasan lebchoros b'no, ol balchov, if you give it as for b'char, now Rashi has two deis on what this means, you give it lebchoros b'no. So if you look at Rashi, nasan balov lebchoros b'no lekoen, behes lot mishal pidyin aben. First day in Rashi is the owner of the animal gives it as a pinyan ben money, as a pinyan ben payment. Nothing to do with anything else. Just stam. The owner of the animal gives it as pinyan ben.
Doesn't pinyan
ben have to be with Kibbutz Shalva Kesef? I don't know. Doesn't sound like it. I don't know. I don't remember the Sugis and Kiddushin. I don't know. Lishna Achrina. Nosu ganav lebecharos bino, v'nosu lo sham b'makom sheganav l'shamrachinim b'makom sheganav l'shamrachinim l'shaal. Or maybe no, it's the ganav gives it for a pidyon for his son, not that the owner gives it for a pidyon for his son. So Tosos points out that also lashon shapirish b'kuntras da abaylim kai rachak mode. The first pshat of Rashi is extremely difficult. In fact, Rashi himself points out that he doesn't like his first pshat. Right later on, Rashi says lashon achrina ikar, that the chayiv that we're going to be talking about is on the ganav and not on the not on the Bailim or the Kohen, right? It says the first day in Rashi is Rachok Ma'od. Chadash Shetzarach Lafarish La'osa Lashon Shemes Bepshia V'lo Ki Orchei V'od the Lashon Chiv U'Petor Lo Shayach HaBechoros B'Nau. The Lashon Chiv and Petor is not really Shayach. It's whether you're Yotzi or Chiv or not Yotzi or Chiv. It's nothing to do with Chiv and Potter. The whole thing doesn't make sense. V'alchov Shetzarach Lichos to Mishum Achrin and Nakar Chiv U'Petor. And you have to be Docha that because of the other cases that we're giving along with it, we use Lashon And furthermore, in Tosefta, it really makes it sound like a song about the Ganav. It says he lifts it up or gives it lebucharos bino, which makes it sound like clearly we're talking about the Ganav. The Ganav, diabayim matzar hakba. Because if we're talking about the bailim, what hakba is shayich? It belongs to him already. You're not talking about hakba that he's picking it up in order to be konit. So Tosefta says it has to be that. That the second day in Rashi is correct. He says, "V'lishna achrin shpirish b'kontras nasa aganav lebucharos bino hu ikar dimschayif aganav b'mashicha." So b'mashicha's hani, that it has to be talking about that the ganav himself gives it lebucharos bino. That's the whole chiddush over here. So again, what does the Mishnah say the halach is? So let's see weiter again in the Mishnah. So again, if higbio is the Mishnah's bail mumei schayif nasa lebucharos bino. Ola balchov l'shom rechinim l'shol nasi sachar l'socher v'yemoshko umeis b'rishos habaylim, and he was moshech and it died while it was still in the rishos habaylim. Pater, even though you had transferred it over to somebody else already because you gave it as a pidyon ben, and the kohen is sitting there pulling it to take it as he doesn't even know that he's doing anything wrong, and he's pulling it to take it as his pidyon ben, so you're going to be pater because it never left the rishos bailim. But higbio shotzir rishos bailim meis chayiv. But if the kohen picked it up and was konid in that way, or he brought it outside of the rishos bailim, he pulled it all the way out of the rishos bailim, then you're going to be chayiv. Frank Tosos over here, where we left off in the middle of that Tosos, Nasan Lebcharos Beno, Vim Tomer, Amai Mechayev Mashicha, Vayin Shliach Lezvar Avera. Why should you be Chayev when the Kohen is Moshechid outside of the Bailim's Roshos? The Kohen is one that's doing the Maisa Geneva over here. He's the one that's pulling it out of the Roshos. I never did it. I never took it out of the guy's Roshos. So why should I be Chayev? Vayin Shliach Lezvar Avera. Granted, I told him to take it, but that just makes him my Shliach. So why should I be Chayev? So it says Tosos that this is going to be an exception. Why? The Kohen has no idea he's doing an Aveira. He thinks it really belongs to him. And what's the Svara for Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira? So Tosos says we have two Svaras. Whether you hold that the Svara for Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira is simply Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin, that the shliach has to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore he should know better, and he shouldn't listen to me. He should listen to God. Or whether you hold that the svar for shliach l'dvar avera is that if the guy wants to do it, he can do it. If he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't have to do it. I mean, I don't expect him to do it. Ein shayach l'kan. Either way, the shliach ein shliach l'dvar avera doesn't apply over here. Tahasam. Meaning, means I didn't think he was going to do it. Well, if he didn't know there was anything wrong with it, I never told him there was anything wrong with it. He thought he was doing a mitzvah. He was helping me in the mitzvah of pidyon haben. Why wouldn't he take it? Of course he's going to take it. I can't claim I didn't know he was going to do it. And also, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin certainly doesn't apply. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin is only when the guy knows that it's an Avera, so we can say, well, why is he listening to me? Let him listen to God. But if he thinks he is listening to God, he thinks he's not doing anything wrong. So he can't say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin. So that's why we're not going to say it's an issue of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera at all over here. Okay, says Gemara, Baya Meimer. Tiknu Mashicha b'shomrim alav. When we misaken the idea of Mashicha when it comes to Shomrim. Are Shomrim kone with Mashicha? So, legabe what? So, Tosos of here points out, the Shaila is not whether Mishas Mashicha, he becomes Chayiv. That's for sure. For sure, Shomer Chinamus becomes Chayvim Pshir, Shomer Sachar Gnei Vaveda, Shal and Onsin. All happens at the Shas Mashiach. That there's no doubt. And he, Tosos, proves it. Elo Omeri, fourth line of Tosos, to be Baile Bishal Vesocher, Imatsi Mashal Maskul Mahadabe. If, let's say, a person borrows or rents an animal, can he go back on the deal? Can he still go back on the deal after he's Moshech? Afilu Moshech Ad Sheyaskel B'Malacha Olo. Do we say that the deal becomes cemented once he starts using it? And again, we have to be dealing with the kind of shomer that's allowed to use it. So it's not even about all shomerim. We're only talking about a shoel or a socher where he's allowed to use it. So does the deal become cemented when he's moshech it? Or do we say no? Only once he starts using it. Because when it comes to borrowing an axe from somebody, there is a shita that only if you use it, only once you use it, you're koneh it. But prior to that, you're not koneh it. Matzi mashal hadabei, and you can still go back on the deal, right? So that's the shaila over here. So it's a very limited shaila. It's only about a shoel and a socher, and it's only about the issue of whether they can go back on the deal after the mashicha. So we have a right. That if you do the mashicha and it's still in the Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be pater. My love, shomer, ushma minat tiklu mashicha b'sharmin. So you see, the whole issue over here was that it was still Rosh Hashanah, but if you're moshech it into your own Rosh Hashanah, then you're going to be chayiv. So don't you see that we are misakin mashicha by shomrin? We see that we're dealing with shomrin over here, and mashicha is the kinyan that's going to finalize the deal when it comes to shomrin. So I'm like, lo, ganav. No. We're not talking about that the shomer is the one that's doing the mashicha in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we're talking about it's the ganav who's doing the mashicha. And that's what has nothing to do with shomer being kona. So, frankly, Gemara, hatana le'resha. What do you mean we're talking about the ganav? The resha of the Mishnah already taught us about the ganav being moshechit in the rishus of the Bailim, outside of the rishus of the Bailim. We already learned all those halachos in the resha. Why would the Mishnah then repeat the same halachos when you intend on having a shmira deal in place if the ganav is still the one that's doing all the kinyanim? So Tana Ganav Shaganav Beis Abalim, Tana Ganav Shaganav Beis Shomer. No, the Reish was talking about where the Ganav is stealing it from the Beis Bailim. The Seif is talking about a case where the Ganav is stealing it from the Beis Shomer. That's the point. It was already in the hands of a Shomer, and the Ganav is taking it from the Shomer. That's the Chiddush. Amle Ravashi Lo Titchia Mali Ganav Shaganav Beis Shomer Mali Ganav Shaganav Beis Bailim. Says, no, that can't be. Why should that make a difference? If I'm stealing it, so what difference does it make if I'm stealing it from the house of the person who owns it permanently, or the person who's currently the shomer and therefore responsible for it? Elav shomer, so it must be that we're talking about that the shomer is the one that's doing the mashicha. Ushmamina, tiklu mashicha b'shomer, ushmamina, and therefore you see taka a good raya from here that we were misake, we actually are misake mashicha as a final type of kinyan for shomrim, meaning that finalizes the deal for shomrim. Ushmamina, itmar nami, and we have a raya as well. Amra blaza kedar shetiklu mashicha b'lekuchos, kach tiklu mashicha b'shomrim. Just like there's a din of mashicha b'lekuchos, there's also a din of mashicha b'shomrim. Tani nami ach. Sounds familiar? But then we add one more thing. And just like karka can be acquired through three means of kinyan, kesef shtar chazaka, so too schirus works through kesef shtar chazaka. So frankly, schirus tamai. What kind of rental agreement is the kinyan of kesef shtar chazaka valid on? Elim schirus to metaltalin, metaltalin a shtar in anew. If we're talking about metaltalin, can you write a shtar metaltalin? And Kempi. So I'm Rav Chista, Schirus to Karka. Now we're talking about Schirus of Karka. This is the subject of major Machlokas Rashi Tosos in Psachim, Dav Dalid, when it talks about getting ready for Yantif. Right? Who's Chayiv in the mitzvah Bedikas Chametz? If I rent my house to somebody else. So the Gemara says that if you have Mesiras HaMafteach, if I gave over the key before the Zman Bedika to the guy who's renting it, he's Chayiv in Bedika. If I still had the key, he's not Chayiv in Bedika. Says Rashi, what's Mesiras HaMafteach? What does that do? Says Rashi, it's a Kinyan for Schirus, Mesiras HaMafteach. Fractosos, Baba Kamadaf, I attest it's not true. What's a Kinyan for Schirus? Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Mesiras HaMafteach is not on the list of Kinyanim for Schirus. So Tos uses this Gemara as ammunition against Rashi. Tos says, why is Mesiras HaMafteach an issue when it comes to Bedikas Chametz? Not because it's a Kinyan, but because Bedikas Chametz is obviously going to be a Chiyav on whoever has access to the house. Who has access to the house? The guy with the key. If I don't have the key, I don't have access to the house, obviously I'm not going to be able to do Bedika. But nothing to do with a Kinyan. So what was Rashi thinking? So the Kavan Sanal over there explains, Rashi was thinking the following. Rashi would say that the Gemara over here lists three Kinyanei Schiras. doesn't list all the kinyanei schiras. Could be there are other kinyanim for schiras, such as Mesiris Mafteach. That's a fourth type of kinyan that also works for schiras, meaning it's logical that if for mechira, when I'm selling something, when it's a final deal, so there are only three kinyanim, right, as Kesef Shara Chazaka, by schiras it makes sense that we should be a little more lenient with what can work as a kinyan. We should expand the definition of kinyan a little. So Mesiris Mafteach also works as a type of kinyan. That's how Karmen Nisanel's Miyashev Rashi. Let's go weiter. Amar Rav Elazar, Rush Hitman B'Chorshin, if they see the guy hiding in a forest, the and then he shachts and he sells it. He steals an animal, he shachts and he sells it. So, what do you mean? He never was moshech. He never pulled it out of the rishus. No, we're dealing with the case where he whipped it to get it to move. So it is considered a mashicha. But wait a second. If everyone saw him, so isn't he a gazlan, not a ganav? So shouldn't he be pater from dalvei? So the Gemara says, no. Since he was hiding in the bushes, he was hiding in the forest, so he's a ganav, he's not a gazlan. So what is a gazlan then? How do you define gazlan? Someone who does something like b'nayo ben yoyada shenemar, about whom it says that vayigzol asachanis miyada mitzri vayargeu b'chaniso. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kigon Bal Ishchem. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's like the Bal Ishchem, Shenemar, about whom it says, Vayasimu lo Bal Ishchem, Ma'orvim al Rashi Aharim, Vayigzulu, Eis Kol Asher Yavar Aleim Baderech, etc. Rabbi Yavo, my time Lomer Mehai. Now, why did Rabbi Yavo not want to use Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk about the Bal Ishchem? Amar Lach, because he'll tell you, Kim the Mitmri Atmure lo Gazlaninu, that since they were hiding out, waiting in ambush, so they're not Gazlanim. That wasn't public enough to be called Gazlanim. Rabbi Yochanan had to come. Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, they weren't hiding out because they were afraid of people seeing them. They were meaning they, because they didn't want people to know that they would violate a crime. They were hiding out because they wanted to catch people by surprise. So they didn't want people to know that they were there, that they were coming. They just wanted to pounce on people. That's why they were hiding out. So it has nothing to do with the definition of Gan of Gazlan. They're hiding. Shalu Talmidus Rabbi Yochanan Zakai b'nei mach mir Torah b'gan of Yosem Gazlan. A little agadita now. So the Talmidim asked Rabbi Yochanan Zakai, why is the Torah more strict by a Gan of than it is by a Gazlan? Amar lehen, zeh yishra kavod avid kavod kono, zeh lo yishra kavod avid kavod kono. Because one of them equates the kavod of the master with the kavod of the servant, and the other one doesn't. Kaviyachal asa ayin shalmata kiloi makes it as if God doesn't see or hear anything, meaning you do something in secret, so you're saying that I'm afraid of people seeing, but I'm not afraid of God seeing. I don't think that God actually sees anything. Meaning all these psukim relate to people who think that God doesn't see what's going on down here, and therefore you're only afraid of people. Well, Rabbi Gamliel used to give a great mashal to explain this issue. You have two people that are in the city and they both make a party. One guy invites everyone in the city except for the king's children, except for the princes. And one only invites family. It's just a small party for family. Doesn't invite everybody else. Who do you think the king's going to be upset at? Someone who makes a little party for only his family is not going to be upset that he wasn't invited to the family party. But you invite everyone in the whole city and you don't invite him? That's insulting. So the Ganavi is going to show that I'm scared of everybody, but I'm not scared of the Ribbono Shalom. That's insulting to the Ribbono Shalom. You show that you're just an idiot. You're not scared of anybody. You're not scared of anything. You're just you're just a criminal who doesn't care about anything. So fine. So that's a little less insulting. Come take a look how much we value malacha. Because why do you pay five times for a shar and only four times for a seh? Because when you steal a shar, the owner can't do malacha with his shar. So since you mevatel the owner from his malacha, you're going to pay five times the value. But the seh, which doesn't do malacha anyway, you're only going to pay four times the value for the seh. Let me ask you something though. My chavrusa, Rabbi Yechiel Webman, told me yesterday, he heard Rabbi's wife, he asked the following kash, Rabbi's wife from Miami, a big gone, asked the following kash, he said, wait a second, isn't the value the price of the shar, doesn't that already include the fact that it does malacha? Why should you have to pay extra because the shar is mevatel, the guy from malacha? The fact that the shar does malacha is included in the price. That's why a shar costs more than a seh. So shouldn't I pay the same amount, the same multiple of its value? The malacha is already included. So says Rabbi Zweig, no, there are two dinim in malacha. There's the monetary value of malacha, and there's the psychological value of malacha. That when a person has the ability to be productive and to feel like he's doing something and feel like he's accomplishing something, that you're taking away from him when you take away a shar. And it's meduyuk in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say, kama gadol scharo shal malacha, kama gadol koach shal malacha. The koach of malacha, of being able to feel like a person is productive, of being able to do something, that's what you took away from the guy. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, bo rei kama gadol kavanah brios. There's another thing you see from here. It's how valuable Kavanah Brios is. Shor shahalach baraglav chamisha. A shor that when you steal it, you walk it on its feet, so you're going to pay five times the value. But sesher kival ksefer, where you have to suffer the indignity of carrying the animal on your shoulder, so even though you're a ganav and you're a jerk for stealing it, but you're suffering the indignity of carrying the animal on your shoulder, so you're not going to have to pay as much. You're only going to have to pay arba. You're not going to have to pay five. Okay, there's a lot to say there, but time is up.